Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
We were blessed. Was it last week or the week before? Can't be that long ago. With the Met Aaron complaints that they got about the weather. Oh, I can't believe that you didn't tell me it was going to rain, so I started painting the house and then it rained and the paint ran away.
Yeah, I think it was the week before last. Either way, it really was such a stunning insight into how we handle things in this country.
Must be the time of year. Today's That's the Sound, What's the Story?
Back to the test centre, please.
Back to the test centre. So I'm not good enough to pass your test, but you want me to drop you back to the test centre?
When I seen this article, Buzz from the Hardie Books was the first person I thought about. Test in or driving test and driving lesson complaints have been released. So these are about the people that are teaching people how to drive, also the testers. And some of them are like, oh, I can't believe that. Others are just straight up hilarious.
Yeah, we really do have a mix here of the dangerous, like the instructor who allegedly spent a whole lesson watching a film on his phone.
Now we need to hold judgment. Because we don't know what film he was watching. Could have been very interesting and worth paying attention to.
Hard to get away from, yeah. Another teacher is accused of tailgating a car, flashing the lights at them and gesturing at another motorist. And then another apparently brought a student straight out onto a dual carriageway on their first lesson, even though, according to the student, they didn't know which pedal did what in the car. So that's very much on the side of actual dangerous behaviour here. But as you said, Dave, there are quite humorous ones as well.
The pedals in the car. I know the person who's given the driving lessons. It is in their nature, and that's what you're paying for, to be taught. Would you not know a pedal's done what in the car before you sat into a car?
You see, I think both of us are approaching this from rural backgrounds, yeah, where you kind of get thrown into the driving world a bit earlier than others, so we'll try and reserve judgment on that. But there were incidences where driving instructors were interrupting lessons for reasons that shouldn't have been. For example, the one that came back with hot food that smelled strongly of fish and chips.
So a person that were getting a driving lesson, your man says, oh, will you pull in here? I must go to the toilet, and arrived back with a full-on fish and chips. That was extremely unprofessional, but I continued the lesson at the time. In the second lesson, so it wasn't an isolated incident, he again arrived late and asked me to pull into a car park. I assume this was to practice manoeuvres, reversing around the corner, doing parallel parking, all that. But instead he said he was going to get a coffee and left me sitting alone for 10 minutes in the car.
Did he even offer you a hot beverage to bring back? Like, come on. That's just basic manners.
One person was told to practice driving with just one hand on the wheel and were given contradictory and confusing feedback. Slow up. Speed up. One hand on the wheel.
This just makes me so grateful for the driving instructor I had. I drove that man out into the middle of traffic in a very dangerous fashion, and he never raised his voice at me. Like, I was absolutely blessed.
It's like everything in life. There are some amazing driving instructors. There are some that shouldn't be on the road themselves at all. All walks of life. You have amazing people doing amazing jobs, and you have people who must have got their degree in a cornflakes box.
What do we think would have been coming back with food that smells strongly of fish and chips? Is that one of the better options, though? Would it have been worse if he had come back with something more offensive smelling?
Yeah, well, it could be the worst thing you'd bring into your pure student who you're given a trifling lesson to.
Well, I mean, are there certain foods that just should not be allowed in cars in general? I think possibly.
Please, let people still complain.
Back to the test centre, please.
Back to the test centre. So I'm not good enough to pass your test, but you want me to drop you back to the test centre?
So we can get a good laugh out of it.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.